Okay, State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition, coming at you on, I'm recording this on Friday, kind of a busy night for me, recording this K-State podcast, the other Kansas State podcast, sports, focusing on all things K-State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, December 16th. 2022, the Big 12 champs, K-State football team, folks. Another postseason nominee here. And I'm going to get straight on into it. Chris Klieman, it was announced earlier today, folks, that he is one of the finalists, I believe, of five of the Bobby Dodd Trophy there. Of course, after leading K-State to his third Big 12 conference title in school history and the first of his tenure here, Klieman, who has been named one of five finalists for the Bobby Dodd Trophy as the nation's top head coach from the officials of the Bobby Dodd Coaching Association. This was announced earlier today. And the Peach Bowl, of course, usually the Peach Bowl announces this award every year for the best coach in all of college football there. Klieman is joined by, of course, his fellow mates here, Willie Fritz, who we saw earlier this year at Tulane. Who won their conference championship a couple weeks ago as well. Jim Harbaugh of Michigan, who's in their team's in the football college football playoff, along with Kirby Smart. Defending national champions, Georgia Bulldogs, will begin their title. Well, they already began a title defense, will officially defend it against Ohio State in the semifinal coming up on December 31st. Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh's team will be taking on TCU, the other Big 12 team in the college football playoff. K-State, just outside of that, and the voters, obviously, sorry to get off of this trend, but the voters really love K-State all year long. Side note there as well. In the last coach on this list here, finalists for the Bobby Dodd Award winner, winning award for 2022 is Kyle Whittingham of Utah. Chris Klieman is K-State's first finalist. There we go. For the award, got to go back to, of course, Bill Snyder, who won it the last time prior to K-State football winning its this year's Big 12 conference title back in 2012. And, of course, quote here coming from Jim Terry here from earlier today, quote, these five coaches have found a way to set themselves apart by guiding their programs to historic seasons during another accelerating year of college football, end quote there from Jim Terry, chairman of the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year Foundation. And he goes on to say, quote, each of these men have left a significant mark on their respective universities, football programs, and players, both on and off the gridiron, and truly embody all that this award stands for, end quote as well. Chris Klieman now entering the bowl game against Alabama, the All-State Sugar Bowl, coming up in 2 weeks. Now holds a 30-19 record in his 4 years here in the Little Apple, leading the Wildcats, of course, their first Big 12 title since 2012. That's been already been mentioned a lot on this podcast, but hey, why not mention it again for good reason, right? An 11th double-digit win campaign in school history. K-State will be in search, of course, for a school record tying 11th win in the Sugar Bowl coming up against powerhouse Alabama in a couple of weeks there. And, of course, 70s occasion, of course, you got to go back. This is 2012 was my senior year at K-State, which was an awesome year. That year as well, seeing all the accomplishments from the different programs, baseball team winning the Big 12 title, Roddy Magruder winning the basketball title as well. Of course, Bruce Weber led that one. And there's always a lot of debate on that one. But still, Bruce Weber was there as the coach there, Roddy Magruder, star player there. And, of course, Colin Klein, player, now offensive coordinator here. So life's good if you're Colin Klein. You win it as a player. Back in 2012, you come back as an offensive coordinator and you lead a charge over TCU several weeks ago there as well. Okay, so thanks to his 30 wins, of course, here in Manhattan, Klieman now holds a career coaching record overall, and this now includes, of course, his time in South Dakota. Is it North Dakota? No, it's North Dakota State. Excuse me, man. North Dakota State, where he won like four national titles with those guys, 102-32, as his 76% winning percentage ranks fourth among current football FBS coaches that have led programs for at least 9 seasons. And of course, now, of course, he only trails, of course, guess who? Dabo Sweeney, Clemson, right? Nick Saban, who he's going to go up against in a couple weeks in the Caesar Superdome, right? And James Madison's Kurt Cignetti, interesting enough there, as well. So, of course, Klieman is from, as you don't know, Waterloo, Iowa, there as well. And he came to K-State, of course, after capping off an awesome stint with North Dakota State, winning his fourth national championship going back to 2018 as well. He tied Jim Tressel, was over at Youngstown State now, and he won a national championship with Ohio State. That name should be familiar to college football fans, college football nation, out there for the most FCS national championships as a head coach, while he was a part of 7 national championships at North Dakota State, which was the most in FCS history at the time of his departure, end quote, there as well. Chris Klieman, well deserved. There, and of course, I've already tweeted this out already on the Twitter feed. If you're on Twitter, you see the Chris Klieman and the Bobby Dye gold sign. Go ahead and hit that bad boy retweet right there as he tries to grab the Bobby Dye Foundation Coaching of the Bobby Dye Award for one of the elite coaches in all of college football here in 2022. And I believe that announcement will be made. That semifinal, right? The Peach Bowl? Yep. When Ohio State takes on Georgia in the College Football Playoff Peach Bowl semifinal number 2. So that's going to be all part of a big day for not only for college football, obviously for K-State, because on the basketball side, first Big 12 conference game for the men in Jerome Tang. They take it on West Virginia that same day. I believe that is a 6 o'clock, a little bit after 6 tip there as well. So, exciting day. Last day of the calendar year for Kansas State. But again, Chris Klieman, another postseason accolade here for Kansas State University. Deuce Vaughn. Deuce Vaughn getting all the accolades. Cooper Beebe, Felix Anduke, Uzama. Now you add, of course, the head coach here at K-State University on the football side. Chris Klieman now in the running for the Bobby Dodd Award there. That goes to, of course, the best coach in 2022 in the college football landscape side as well. So congratulations there. We'll see what happens moving forward, but that's a tough class there. But Chris Klieman, definitely we'll see where he lands in all that come December 31st. That announcement, again, won't be until, I believe, halftime or before the game. Usually, I think, my memory is correct, it is halftime of the Peach Bowl. That is, again, I have to remind everybody, that is going to be part of the college football playoff semifinal number 2. And, of course, number 1, TCU in Michigan, I believe, in the Fiesta Bowl there. And, of course, all with the appetizer. First, our game, K-State, Alabama, All-State Sugar Bowl, 11 a.m. Central Time, noon Eastern Time on ESPN. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. You're wondering what's going on. Where's my weekly coverage at? We had to move it back because Alex had to take care of some work stuff with a big project. We had to move it back there a little bit. And we'll be getting, this will probably actually be out on Sunday, more than likely. So that the day this comes out, we will record episode 135 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition. And it will be edited and published out on Monday. So this upcoming Monday, be on the lookout for that as well. But in the meantime, though, you want more K-State content, make sure you go back through the dailies this week of this podcast. And you can go feel free to check out past episodes from the fall semester and from the year that has been K-State on the Purple Project Podcast. That other K-State podcast where we just don't cover just football and basketball. It seems like it, we don't. It's all about women's basketball, tennis, volleyball, soccer, all the way down to golf. We you name it, we got it here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to do it for now on this edition of the Triple P Podcast. Again, if you're this is your first time listening to this podcast, you love what you hear, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever your favorite podcast provider is. And we'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Chris Klieman in the running for the Bobby Dodd Coaching Award of 2022. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition. But again, keep it locked to the Purple Project Podcast for more K-State coverage, basketball, men's and women's basketball in action this weekend.